Governor Christie announced yesterday federal aid that will allow the state to buy 76 flood-damaged homes in South River. Next door in Sayreville, the state will buy close to 140 flooded homes for their pre-storm values and demolish them. But these buyouts won't come close to covering every Sandy victim who'd like to move. The guidelines of those who can enter this program remain unclear. Scott Gurian of New Jersey Public Radio and Tracy Samuelson of WHYY report on the tough decisions flood victims face about whether they'll stay or go.
One of the only things left in Fran O'Connor's gutted gray colonial in Sayreville is a picture of her parents on the mantle.
Shelves were ripped off walls when this water came in, and this little plastic frame just stood there. So I thought it was important to keep it there and keep my house safe until they demolish it.
Residents on Weber Avenue have long been used to minor flooding in their basements. But in the early 90s, a storm sent water rushing through their living rooms and kitchens. Then again with a nor'easter in 2010 and Hurricane Irene in 2011. Still, residents fought to save the neighborhood, campaigning for floodgates and a levee system on a nearby river.
It was a devastating moment to realize that we needed to shift gears and move on and not come back here.
Because during Sandy, the flooding had worsened yet again. The street became a river over 11 feet deep. O'Connor says 2 weeks after the storm, it finally sank in that she would have to leave.
Yeah, it was heartbreaking, actually. Still is.
For the third time in 3 years, O'Connor was gutting her home, throwing out appliances and belongings she'd already replaced twice. Now she's in a rental, waiting for an offer from the state to buy her home and demolish it.
You know, I've probably spent close to $4,000 on washers and dryers within the last 3 years. And every week, I'm at the laundromat doing my wash.
Weber and nearby MacArthur Avenues were obvious targets for the state's Blue Acres program, run by the Department of Environmental Protection. Since 1995, the program has purchased roughly 200 flood-prone properties. After Sandy, it will buy 1,300 storm-damaged homes, a dramatic expansion, though still a relatively small number given the scope of the damage. And it comes with a big price tag, $300 million of federal aid money. Mike Zollinger built his house with his dad 42 years ago. If it was just him, he'd stay. But the constant flooding and rebuilding is too hard on his wife.
I still teeter with it, but she wouldn't deserve this again. No. I'm moving, that's it.
The vast majority of his neighbors will go with him, as long as they can agree on a price with the state. Their homes have been appraised and offers from the state are trickling in. That density of willing sellers is part of what made this neighborhood attractive for a buyout in the first place. Dan Frankel is Sayreville's business administrator. He says if everyone took the deal,
our problems would go away in reference to infrastructure. So the entire property, the entire two streets on both sides would end up being open land.
They wouldn't have to maintain roads, sewers, electric lines, and repair them with each flood. But the idea that everyone will take the buyout, Frankel says, actually, that's a long shot at best.
It's voluntary, so it's hard to get 100% compliance. I just don't think we're going to get it.
Which means if even just one or two people in the neighborhood stay, the town would still have to maintain all those roads and services, plus a new park, if that's what the area becomes. And if all the people who get buyouts leave, the town could lose $1 million worth of annual property taxes.
Very significant. If our budget's $50 million, it's significant.
And that doesn't even include everyone in Sayreville who'd like a buyout. WNYC's Scott Gurian visited another part of town, just a few miles away, that has also experienced massive flooding. But residents there haven't been offered buyouts, at least not yet.
Right. I went to the Old Bridge section of Sayreville at the far southern edge of town. Many people don't even realize that it's part of Sayreville, and the residents feel like they've been forgotten. Governor Christie walked the streets here the day after Sandy, promising to help. But many homeowners say they're still waiting for that help to arrive. People like Dawn Obel, whose home is still uninhabitable 9 months after the storm.
It was a pretty house. Now it just looks dirty and smells, and it's disgusting. I'm sad that it's my house. I wish it was somebody else's house so I could feel bad for them and not me.
Opal's foundation is crumbling. Her floors are ripped up, and the basement is still caked with mud from the nearby river.
I can't afford flood insurance. I can't afford to rebuild all the time. So please, buy me out, let me get out of this neighborhood and start my life anew.
That's a common sentiment in this part of town, where close to 80% of the 50 or so homeowners say they've had enough and want out. They say they've flooded more often than some of the homes that have been offered buyouts. Plus, flooding makes the two bridges in and out of the neighborhood unusable, trapping people and making it nearly impossible for emergency help to arrive. Yet, residents and environmentalists say they've been unable to get basic information from the Department of Environmental Protection.
How many applications have they gotten? Where have they done appraisals? What are they targeting? Like, that should all be public knowledge.
Debbie Manns of New York, New Jersey Baykeeper says the state needs to be more transparent.
You know, we're trying to get this information and they're not sharing it. So if an advocacy group has a hard time getting it, you can imagine what homeowners are up against when they're trying to navigate this system.
The DEP responds that it's weighing a number of factors, including how many homeowner applicants are in a group, how much land they have, and how often and severe they've experienced flooding. The department gives individual towns a large say over which of their neighborhoods and how many of their homes get bought out, since property acquisitions erode their tax base. Rich Bernazian oversees the DEP's Blue Acres program. He says on top of everything else, federal money is in play, so FEMA needs to sign off on all decisions.
We have to go through a 54-step process to get an approved application out of FEMA. It's an art. We have to put certain homes in, take certain homes out. It's not easy, but I'll be back in Sayreville for a second round.
That 54-step process means it could take a while, though, and that's a problem for homeowners anxious for answers and eager to move out of temporary housing. Plus, the late summer storm season is quickly approaching. Tough decisions will have to be made in the coming months, and it's clear that many people in flood-prone areas who'd like buyouts will not be able to get them.
That's Scott Gurian and Tracy Samuelson reporting, part of our Sandy Rebuild collaboration with WHYY and NJSpotlight.com.